Thank you. Thank you. You want to do some more group processing, really? Are these gentlemen that you see posted about the floor this time, you will notice were absent last time. That's because last time we didn't indulge in anything more than a variation, you see, of good old spot the wall, spot the body. You see, that's all we did last time. But this time, I'm going to give you a few minor curves. Is that all right with you? Can you go around a few curves fast? Can you do that? Well, we're going to have a complicated version of what we were doing last time, and right now I want you to notice the front wall. Good. Notice the right-hand wall. Good. Notice the left-hand wall. Good. Notice the back wall. Good. Notice the floor. Good. Notice the ceiling. Now, you see, that's much more complicated than what we were doing last time. Oh, you don't believe me? Well, I'll have to make it a fact here and keep from making a liar out of myself by asking you this time to do something just a little bit different. The auditing command is, I hate to do this. People have been friends of mine for a long time. I really hate to do this. But it's the last crack I'll get at you before you get at the dianazine. And, of course, people who are on dianazine are unprocessable. Never can be processed. Somebody's liable to take me seriously. Actually, it doesn't affect anybody's auditing capability at all and doesn't particularly make anybody's case or curve or aptitude curve or IQ or anything change. Auditing is a separate mechanism. But I'm going to ask you this time to make your body confront the front wall. Can you understand that? And then you make your body confront the right-hand wall. And then you make your body confront that wall. Now, I don't mean that you have to get up and walk over to it. I just want you to make the body confront that. Now, you make your body confront the front wall. Did you do it yet? You made your body confront the front wall. All right. Now, you make your body confront the right-hand wall. All right. Now, you make your body confront the left-hand wall. You did that successfully? All right. This takes a little doing. You make your body confront the back wall. Did it? All right. This also takes a little doing. You make your body confront the floor. Okay. Oh, do that real good. Okay. Can you feel the gravitons? Fine. You make your body confront the floor. All right, that's good. I'm satisfied now. We'll catch you next time. All right, now, this also takes a little doing. You make your body confront the ceiling. Levitation's against the law in this hotel. All right, you got away with that, didn't you? By the way, this is for auditors only. This particular command, or a variation of it, will run a fever down. Take a fever of 102, 103, and run it right on down into subnormal. The trick is knowing when to quit. All right, now. Now, you make your body. Now, you got this now. You make your body. Don't sit there wondering who you are. I know, that's enough. Now, Now, you make your body confront the front wall. How's that, huh? All right. Now, you make your body confront the right wall. All right. Now, you make your body confront the left wall. How is that? All right. Now, you make your body confront the back wall. Good, good, good. You did that successfully. All right, now I want you to concentrate on this one. You make your body confront the floor. You make it confront the floor. Got that real good? Anybody feel his feet go wog, wog? You didn't. You're not putting energy in this. All right. Now, you make your body confront the ceiling. There's only about three people present at flying light. Just be careful. Did you do that? Did that real good, huh? What do you know? You got away with it twice. Does anybody feel bad or upset anyway? If you do, I just tell your seminar leader, they won't give you a bit of sympathy. All right. Now, I make sure that you're doing this now. You do it. Don't turn on a machine over here you installed a few centuries ago. You make your body confront the front wall. Good. Good. Hey, you're really doing it now. I didn't see anybody flinch that time. They just went up for it. Brave. All right, now you make your body confront the right-hand wall. Did it?
Yeah.
Did it good? You did that real good, huh? All right. Now, I noticed a flinch over here. Now, you make your body confront the left-hand wall. You done it. All right. That's fine. That's fine. Now, you make your body confront the back wall. All right, that's fine. Now, you make your body confront the floor. You putting a little beef in this, huh? You're really making it confront the floor, huh? Do you know you're doing it? All right, now that's fine. Now be careful of this next one. You make your body confront the ceiling. Somebody's Sonic just turned on a bomber motor. I heard it. You got it?
Yeah.
All right, how does that make you do? You're not supposed to ask how that make you feel, you see. How does that make you do? Anybody feel dizzy? You feel all right? Now, this next one shouldn't happen to an audience. Look, if you got away with it that many times, nothing can happen to you now. Got that now? Now, we're going to vary this one. We're going to put an interim command in which we are going to include the body. And by the body, we mean your body. You understand?
All right.
And by you, we mean you. I'm going to say you confront the front wall, and then I'm going to say now, you confront the body. Got that? Now, watch it now. Watch it now, kids. Somebody says this is a dirty trick. Boy, that's an understatement. I just don't want you feeling too good this first day. See, you won't appreciate the group processing tomorrow. Is that all right with you? All right. Now, you make your body confront the front wall. Did you do it? All right. Now, you confront the body. Did you do it? All right. Now, you make your body confront the right-hand wall. All right. Good. Now, you confront the body. You did it, huh? All right. All right. Now, you make the body confront the left-hand wall. That's good. Boy, you're getting good. That's fine. All right. Now, you confront the body. Did you done it? Is anybody just passing by Arcturus? I just had a telepathic message there. You all right, huh? Just wigwag one of the seminar leaders if you aren't. All right. Now, you make your body confront the back wall. You done it. You getting better at it? That doesn't seem difficult now, huh? All right. Now, you confront the body. How's that, huh? All right. Did you do it? All right. Now, you make your body confront the floor. You got it? All right. Now, you confront the body. How you doing, huh? You doing all right? Everybody say yes.
Yes!
All right. Now, you make your body confront the ceiling.
Okay.
You're not doing too good a job. I haven't seen any space between you and the chair. Come on, let's do it better. You make your body confront the ceiling. That's better. That's better. All right. Good. 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 Now, you confront the body. Some people are saying okay in a sort of a I'm not sure fashion. Let's do that last one again.
Okay.
You confront the body. You confront the body. How's that?
Yeah.
Did you do it?
Yeah.
Is it better? All right, that's fine. That's fine. Now we're getting somewhere, huh? Now we're going to repair your havingness. How's that? Is that a good idea? Well, the command is look around the room and find something your body cannot have. But because it's a group processing session, I'm going to say some things so that the slow pokes and the Swifties could get an agreement. You can pick several on one command. You got the idea? All right. Look around the room and find something your body can't have. Some things. Good. Look around the room and find some things your body cannot have. Good. Look around the room and find some things your body cannot have. Good. Look around the room and find some things your body cannot have. Good. Look around the room and find some things your body cannot have. All right, how about it?
Okay.
All right, now let's run the other side of that. Look around the room and find some things you can have. All right, look around the room and find some things you can have. Good, look around the room and find some things you can have. Good. Look around the room and find some things you can have. Good. Look around the room and find some things you can have. All right. How's that? How's that? Is that okay? Is that okay? Now, should we get back to business again? Should we get back to work? Huh? All right, now we're just going to run the same thing we ran before. All right, now you make your body confront the front wall. All right, now you make your body confront the right-hand wall. Good, now you make your body confront the left-hand wall. All right, now you make your body confront the back wall. All right, now you make your body confront the floor. Good, now you make your body confront the ceiling. All right, now... now we're going to step it up to the next complication. You confront the body. Got that again? Huh? All right. Now, you make your body confront the front wall. All right. You confront the body. All right, now you make your body confront the right-hand wall. Good, now you confront the body. All right, now you make your body confront the left-hand wall. Good, you confront the body.
Okay.
All right. All right. All right. Now you make your body confront the back wall. All right. Now you confront the body. You doing that more successfully? All right, now you make your body confront the floor. Good, now you confront the body. Got it? All right, you make your body confront the ceiling. Good, you confront the body. You did it, huh? All right. That's pretty good, wasn't it? We shouldn't do this one. I want you to make your body confront the front wall and then make your body confront your neighbor. And then make your body confront the right-hand wall and then make your body confront your neighbor. Got it?
Huh?
All right. Now, I didn't say your neighbor's body. All right. Now, you make your body confront the front wall. Good. Now, you make your body confront your neighbor. All right, you make your body confront the right-hand wall. Good, you make your body confront your neighbor. No fights, please. No, no fights. All right, you make your body confront the left-hand wall. All right, you make your body confront your neighbor. Got that? All right, you make your body confront the back wall. Good, you make your body confront your neighbor. Getting there, huh? Getting there, huh? All right, you make your body confront the floor. All right, you make your body confront your neighbor. Pretty good, huh? All right, you make your body confront the ceiling. All right, that's fine. You make your body confront your neighbor. Now, listen, I want you to do that confronting of the neighbor just a little bit better. You've been doing it. Now, listen. You make your body confront your neighbor. Come on, cut this dodging. Now let's do this whole thing over again. Let's do this whole thing over again. All right. Now, you make your body confront the front wall. All right. Now, you make your body confront your neighbor. No ducking. That's better. That's much better. That's much better. All right. That's fine. That's fine. Now, you make your body confront the right wall. All right, that's fine. Now you make your body confront your neighbor. You did it better that time, didn't you? Huh? You're getting braver. All right, that's fine. Now you make your body confront the left-hand wall. All right, now you make your body confront your neighbor. Come on, you quit changing neighbors. Now, come on. You make your body confront your neighbor. All right, that's fine. That's fine. Now you make your body confront the back wall. Good, good, good. Wow, you know you're really getting good at this. Really getting good at that. All right. Now you make your body confront your neighbor. All right. Hey, you're getting pretty good now. That's pretty good. There is a point at which you fixate. You're getting pretty good at this, though. You're getting pretty expert. Pretty expert. All right. You make your body confront the floor. Got it? All right, you make your body confront your neighbor. All right, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. Now you make your body confront the ceiling. All right, now you make your body confront your neighbor. All right, how was that, huh? How was that, huh? You're doing pretty good, huh? Just in case somebody's drifted, how about telling me hello? All right. Hello.
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 All right. You're here, I see. Now, the only reason we put this little break in, of a hello and so forth and let you feel a chair, because I want you to feel a chair now. Peel the floor. The only reason we did this at all was because there are much steeper climbs ahead. And it's time to fan yourself. Heave a sigh of relief. Yawn. And for some, blow the nose. Anybody feel he's having a shot? Yeah, what having a shot? Well, I don't like to push an audience too hard. When I hear them pant, even I have pity on the situation. Now, there is this about this next process. It isn't any different than the last one. It's just more complicated. If you're very short on having this, speak now, or do you feel groggy or anything? You feel all right? Well, that's good. Not giving anybody a chance to answer. Because this next one is just all you. It's got anything to do with the body. The body appears and disappears in it, but it's just you. Okay? Now, I think we have had some differentiation, one kind or another, between you and the body, I hope. There's a difference there. So when I say you confront the front wall, you can do what you please, but you better confront the front wall. All right? All right, here we go. You all set? Oh, look, you can speak louder than that. Are you all set? Oh, that's better. Now, more people than that can speak. Are you all set?
Yeah!
All right, that's much better. There are three people in the middle that haven't said yet. Are you all set?
Yeah!
Good. Good. All right. You confront the front wall.
Okay.
All right. You confront the right-hand wall. God, now you confront the left-hand wall.
Okay.
Good. Now you confront the back wall.
Okay.
All right. That's good. That's good. Now you confront the floor.
Okay.
All right. You confront the ceiling.
Okay.
Good. Good. Now you did that exceedingly well, so now I'm going to reward you by letting you confront some bodies in between, okay? All right. Now you confront the front wall. Good. You confront the body. Good. You confront the right-hand wall. Good. You confront the body. All right, you confront the left-hand wall. Good, you confront the body. All right, you confront the back wall. All right, you confront the body. All right, you confront the floor. Good. You confront the ceiling. You got away with that pretty good, didn't you? Now, listen, let's I skipped a couple of commands there. Auditor error, you'll forgive me. must keep our reality, because I was thinking rather sadly of what you were going to do next. And that consists of, you confront the walls, six sides, and in between, confront the audience. How's that? Huh?
Sure.
All right, now you confront the front wall. Good. Now you confront the audience. All right. Now you confront the right-hand wall. Good. You confront the audience. Good. You confront the left-hand wall. Good. You confront the audience. Good. You confront the back wall. All right. You confront the audience. Good. You confront the floor. Good. You confront the audience. All right. You confront the ceiling. Good. You confront the audience. All right. How is that, huh? You're doing all right on that one, aren't you? Huh? Did that very, very well, as a matter of fact, didn't you? Good. You're getting better. Getting better on it. All right. I'll tell you all about it tomorrow, how this works. But today, let's run just a little bit more happiness, shall we? All right. And the first one is, look around and find some things your body cannot have. Good. Look around and find some things your body cannot have. Good. Look around and find some things your body cannot have. Good. Look around and find some things your body cannot have. Good. Look around and find some things your body cannot have. All right, look around and find some things your body cannot have. All right, how's that? Doing well? All right, let's run the other side of it. Look around and find some things you can have. Good, look around and find some things you can have. Good. Look around and find some things you can have.
Okay.
Good. Look around and find some things you can have.
Okay.
All right. Look around and find some things you can have.
Okay.
All right. Look around and find some things you can have. Good. Look around and find some things you can have.
Okay.
All right. How is that, huh?
All right.
Doing all right on that?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Doing well on it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's get back to work here. Enough of this loafing. All right. Now, I'm going to ask you to make your body confront the front wall. Got that? And then you confront your body. Got that? Only I'm going to say you confront the body, which is correct. We must be correct. All right. You make your body confront the front wall. God, you confront the body. God, you make your body confront the right-hand wall. God, you confront the body. All right, you make your body confront the left-hand wall. Good, you confront the body. All right, you make your body confront the back wall. All right, you confront the body. All right, all right. Now you make your body confront the floor. You confront the body. All right, you make your body confront the ceiling. All right, you confront the body. All right, how's that? How'd you do this one? Do this one pretty well? Feeling all right?
Yeah.
Feeling soggy?
No.
Feeling all right? What's this sneezing? I see people blowing their noses and so forth, just as if they'd been confronting something. There's nobody around here has been confronting space, have they? I didn't ask you to confront any of the space. I just asked you to confront the walls. You people been confronting space, too? Well, we'll have to do something about this immediately. Now, I'm going to pick some near-to objects, just so you won't have this space trouble. I'm going to pick some near-to things, all right? That's okay. I'll just pick them out of the hat and call them off one after the other, if that's all right with you. Simple things, near-to. All right. Now, here we go. You make the head confront the shoulders. Did you do that? All right, you make the right arm confront the head. Good. You make the left arm confront the right arm. All right. You make the neck confront the shoulders. All right. Now you make the right hand confront the right wrist. All right, you make the left hand confront the left wrist. How's that, huh? All right, now you make the right foot confront the right ankle. All right, you make the left foot confront the left ankle. How's that, huh? All right. You make the right ear confront the skull. Now you make the left ear confront the skull. All right. Now you make the nose confront the face. This is what we were leading up to all this time, see? All right, you make the face confront the nose. All right, you make the chin confront the teeth. You do that? Yeah. All right, you make the hair confront the skull. How's that, huh? You got it confronting the skull real good? Well, you make the scalp confront the skull. Any space in that? All right. Getting better now? All right. You make the face confront the head. All right, you make the head confront the space. What happens? Nothing? All right, you make the skull confront the shoulders. All right, you make the chest confront the shoulders. How's that? Now you make the body confront the chair. All right, you make the chair confront the floor. Good, you make the floor confront earth. Good, you make this side of earth confront the other side of earth. You make that? Huh? How's that? All right, now you make earth confront the body. Good, you make the room confront the body. All right, now here we go on the last phase of this particular round of rounds. You make the front wall confront the body. Good, you make the right wall confront the body. Good, you make the left wall confront the body. Good, you make the back wall confront the body. Good, you make the floor confront the body. Good, you make the ceiling confront the body. All right, how's that? How's that? Somebody back there wants to quit. You hear that clap? All right, now we're going to do a little bit about havingness, okay? All right. Look around and find something your body cannot have. Good. Look around and find some things your body cannot have. Good. Look around and find some things your body cannot have. Good. Look around and find some things your body cannot have. Good. Look around and find some things your body cannot have. Good. Look around and find some things your body cannot have. Good. Look around and find some things your body cannot have. Good. Look around and find some things your body cannot have. Good. Look around and find some things your body cannot have. Good. Look around and find some things your body cannot have. Good. Look around and find some things your body cannot have. You sure of them? All right. Look around and find some things your body cannot have. All right. How's that now? All right. Should we do the other side? All right, look around and find some things you can have. Good, look around and find some things you can have. Good, look around and find some things you can have. Good, look around and find some things you can have. Good, look around and find some things you can have. Good, look around and find some things you can have. Good, look around and find some things you can have. All right. Look around and find some things you can have. Oh, you're finding more now, huh? Well, you're having this list down a little bit, wasn't it? All right. Look around and find some things you can have. All right. Look around and find some things you can have. All right, look around and find some things you can have. All right, how's that, huh? How you feel, huh? Doing better? All right, now I'm going to ask you to find two common articles, one after the other. Okay? I'm going to ask you to find the chair and find the floor, okay? This is not supposed to be quiet. Okay. I take it you do have a chair there. And you do have a floor there. All right, find the chair. Good, find the floor. Good, find the chair. Good, find the floor. Good, find the chair. Good, find the floor. All right, how's that, huh? You're doing all right, huh? Matter of fact, I see two or three people that look more alive than they look. Looking over my pre-clears here. Definitely. People that don't seminar leaders. Okay. It's interesting, isn't it? Very interesting, isn't it? Sniff. when your face tingles. It's quite fascinating. Now, by the way, the only reason dianosine is back there is for your convenience. You can read the formula off the labels there, or anybody can give you the formula. You can buy all you want of it in a drugstore. It just happens to be a packaged formula, less expensive than in a drugstore. It's something you ought to try out on yourself before you go home and recommend it to your preclear so that you will be able to smile cheerily when they call up with their symptoms. You know, it ought to be called symptomazine. But the reason it is packaged there is for your convenience. There's lots of it available for experimental purposes. The stuff is not patented, because to patent something, you have to have hearings and so forth. Actually, there's a patent pending on it, a patent application, so that it can't be patented. But you're liable to have, as soon as they hear about this out in the public, you're liable to have Park and Lilly, I don't like to use proper names, but Park and Lilly company, for which the FDA is the Washington office. The Food and Drug Administration, you know, is the Washington office for Park Davis, I think. They'll probably be coming out with this, in 2 or 3 weeks, called Davisozine or something of the sort. Only they will have the formula changed. When this was turned over to the Federal Drug Administration for their approval, we learned at last that we don't have all the government we're paying for. Because they cheerily said, oh, we can give you a clearance on this. All you have to do is change the formula. And without knowing anything about it, with what abandon, they were willing to change the formula all around. The formula they recommended would have been very harmful. So there isn't very much known about it. But you can get any of the ingredients in dianosine at any drugstore anytime you want. No difficulties at all. The more or less balanced formula of it is written on those bottles back there, or anybody on staff could give it to you as far as that's concerned. Those bottles are merely there for convenience. The reason why there's a membership on buying the things is they are experimental use. And the only reason they are marked not for public use is because they are not for sale. You can have all you want by contributing to the experimental fund. That's because we are not in the drug business. You got the idea. We are not in the drug business. We don't care to go into all the ramifications you have to do to sell stuff. We're an organization devoted to research. And too many organizations interpret research as gouge. They don't research, they re-gouge. Now, if there's any questions you would like to know about any of this, practically anybody on staff can tell you. By the hour. And will if you don't stop them. All right. Well, have we got a Congress started?
Yes.
Good. Good. Tomorrow, then, we can get down to business. You've been a very, very good audience. Thank you very much. Good night.